We are forever delivered. We are forever with him. We are forever saved. Disease can't take you out. Coronavirus can't take you out. Flu can't take you out. Heart disease can't take you. It may destroy your body, but it can't touch me. But if we are walking the light of this world, word, you will fulfill the number of your days God promised you. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after the judgment, nobody gonna live in this physical body forever. But as when my time is out, I'm going to be with the Lord. You know what's gonna happen? We all gonna get a body like our brother, like our Jesus, like our Redeemer. He got a glorified body. Death can't touch it. But you know what's good for us? Death can't touch me. Death can't touch you. I ain't talking about your physical body now. I'm talking about you. Death cannot touch you. Death has been defeated. Life is on the inside of you. I shall live and live and live and live and live and live. Glory to God. Coronavirus is a dead thing. It's been already judged by God Almighty. So you who are afraid, come here. Say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose again from the dead. Come in my life and take me over. Take my life and you do what you want to do with it. It'll change. Fear will leave you. Faith will come in you. Peace will come to you. And you'll know on the inside of you. And you'll study this word, meditate on this word, feed on this word, walk in the light of this word. You'll never have to be in fear again. Oh, it'll come at you. Oh, it'll try to get you. Even disease, sickness, it'll try to attack your body. But you let it know, off limit, off limit, off limit. Just show the blood sign. Just show the blood sign. I already have an owner. He's Lord, and you're defeated. And you cannot overrun this lordship. This authority, this name, this blood that I have, you cannot. So stop right there. That's before you come. A matter of fact, don't you come on my property. Glory to God. Anybody in this house today, believe our God. Oh, there's some days of heaven. I'm prophesying to you. Oh, there's some days of heaven for the church on earth. Hallelujah. There's some days of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus said, when he had the last supper with his disciples, and we're about to take communion. So get ready. I want to read your scripture. And we're going to receive communion. Because we're going to say something. We're going to declare something. We ain't afraid. Because we know we've been washed. And this is what this blood is all about. This is what his body was broken for. Are you hearing me? This is why he was beaten like he was beaten. It was for our healing. This blood was shed. It was for our sins. Hallelujah. Now watch. Listen, I'm reading again from the Passion Translation. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. And see, this is why we stay with Scripture. I have handed down to you what comes to me. By direct revelation. This is what Paul said. I'm handing down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. I'm going to say it again. I'm handing down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over. And took bread. It's the same night before he went out, he took bread. and gave thanks. Then he distributed to the disciples and said, take. Take it and eat it and eat your fill. Take it and eat your fill. It is the body, it is my body, which is given for you. That's what would happen when they were. It didn't look good, it didn't look pretty. But he took that suffering. That's what sin will do to you. But he already took yours. That's what sickness will do for you. Twist your body, mess it up, deform it. Hallelujah. But when you know that mine, yours have been paid for, that twisted stuff has to come out of your body.
Yes, sir.
That stuff has to stay out of your body.
Yes, sir.
You don't have no right to it. You've been purchased by God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he said, take your fill. Take it and eat your fill. It is my body, which is given to you. Do this to remember me. What? Remember me what? Remember what I've done for you. Took your sin, took your sickness, took your disease, and bore them for you. This do. And remember me or remember what I've done. Verse 25, he did the same with the cup of wine. After supper, he said, this cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Drink it. And wherever you drink, whenever you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. Whenever you drink this, do in remembrance of me. What you mean? I'm drinking the blood because I'm covered with the blood. I'm saved by the blood. I'm kept by the blood. I'm cleansed by the blood. Listen to this. And we're gonna take communion here just a minute. How in the world? Now you listen. How in the world can I be a child of God and have sin in me? And God is righteous. And he made me his righteousness. He made me like himself. But yet I got sin in me. Figure that one out. No, ain't nothing to figure out. Is that we don't know how to walk in the light of all these truths. But when he saved me, he remitted sin, and a trace of sin couldn't be found in my reborn spirit.
That's right.
Because if sin had been in there, he wouldn't have claimed me as his son. Sin and righteousness don't live in the same house. What we have to do is train ourselves, renew our mind, grow up so we learn how to walk in the light of who we are. That's what people saying. They don't know what the scripture said, and they walking out the flesh. Anytime you walk out the flesh, you're going to wind up sinning. But God didn't make you that way. You've been made the righteousness of God.